This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Prosecutors have charged a man with allegedly sexually assaulting a Democratic state lawmaker while posing as a Lyft driver. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Democratic State Representative Jenny Wilford says she was sexually assaulted in a Lyft ride last year outside of her home in North Glen. Prosecutors have charged a 42-year-old man with unlawful sexual contact, a Class 4 felony. At the time of the alleged offense, prosecutors say the man driving was fraudulently using the vehicle and account of another person. Wilford has drawn from her experience to push for increased safety measures for rideshare companies. And her situation also highlighted the huge testing backlog for evidence in sexual assault cases. Tests on evidence she submitted last year were only recently completed. Colorado has set aside money to try and reduce that wait time. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
David Seligman, a consumer protection and advocacy lawyer, is running for state attorney general next year. CPR's Allison Sherry reports he's the fourth Democrat to enter the race.
Seligman has fans on the left flank of the Democratic Party for his work as executive director at Towards Justice. That's a legal and labor rights organization based in Denver. It has led national class action lawsuits on behalf of rideshare drivers, shepherds, and renters. Seligman joins the Boulder District Attorney, the current Secretary of State, and a former State House Speaker in the race. Current Attorney General Phil Weiser is term limited and is running for governor. The Democratic primary will be held next year. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Denver's commercial real estate is losing value fast. That's according to this year's property tax assessments. Stubbornly high vacancy rates are taking a toll. Denver County Assessor Keith Erfmeyer says property owners are starting to give up on their buildings.
We've seen, lenders take buildings back, buildings go to auction, things like that.
Rehabbing old office space is one of the cornerstones of efforts to revive downtown Denver's economy. This is CPR News.